this week, President Biden took a quiet but hard line to help negotiate a fragile peace in the Middle East. Numerous reports say it's not what he wanted to be doing, but the president realized he had to put an end to the violence so he could train his focus back on his domestic agenda. Just last hour, President Biden was asked whether the administration has shifted on its allegiance to Israel and now largely sides with the Palestinians on human rights grounds.
Let's get something straight here. Until the region says unequivocally they acknowledge the right of Israel to exist as an independent Jewish state, there will be no peace.
Joining us live on Sky Vice News, Chief Political Correspondent Liz Landers. Liz, thanks for joining us. What are we to make of that answer there, given that a whole generation of young people that also align with Black Lives Matter is less interested in the complicated history of the Middle East and much more interested in the elevation of the Palestinians for safety, security, and basic human rights?
Right. Well, this has certainly dominated President Biden's schedule this week, this conflict, and now the ceasefire, which he spoke publicly about yesterday on camera. He has not wanted to address this in front of the press and you know, publicly very much so far. But you're right. He was asked about this afternoon, and he was asked specifically about whether Democrats have shifted their policy in the last few years. And I think that's because you're seeing a number of progressive Democrats, younger Democrats, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, openly questioning support that Washington, D.C. and the U.S. government gives to the Israeli government, openly questioning this weapons sale, this $735 million weapons sale that the United States has made recently with the Israelis. So I think that Biden has had to respond to this. We know that he spoke on the tarmac in Detroit earlier this week with Rashida Tlaib about the situation in the Middle East, and specifically about Palestine. She brought her concerns forward to him. So you've heard him kind of walk this line in the last week around this issue.
At last hour's news conference as well, Liz, the president says the U.S. and South Korea are deeply concerned about the situation with North Korea. He's announced a special envoy. He also says he's actually open to meeting with Kim Jong-un, but only under the right circumstances, not the way Donald Trump used to. Have we been so caught up in other matters that we've been ignoring the situation in the North?
It's a good point that you bring up, Dimitri, because I was actually surprised about that. That was a bit of news. And look, I think the Biden team and his administration has obviously taken a different approach on a lot of issues than the Trump team. But yes, I did think that that was interesting. And I think that the fact that the second in-person meeting that Biden is having with a head of state, which was today, is with the South Korean president, says something. So I think that that tells you and tells the public how President Biden views the importance of that region specifically.
And one last thing, the White House made an infrastructure package counteroffer today to Senate Republicans, trimming its original proposal down from $2.3 to $1.7 trillion. Could this gain some traction?
That seems unlikely right now. Republicans responded to that, which, as you mentioned, cut $500 billion off of the overall price tag that the Biden administration has been shooting for right now. But Republicans want that to come down even farther. And Shelley Moore Capito, who's been the lead negotiator in the Senate on this, basically said that she didn't think, you know, in a statement afterwards, that she didn't think that there were any closer to a deal on infrastructure than they were a few weeks ago. So there's this sort of self-imposed deadline that the White House has that they want to strike a deal pretty soon within the next few weeks. They may have to go at this infrastructure bill alone and without Republicans if they don't come to an agreement pretty soon.
It sure is great to hear from you again, Liz. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Liz Landers, live on WTOP, Vice News Chief Political Correspondent.